Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Thursday broadcast, March the 12th. It is a great joy to be with you here on the Gospel Pulpit. And I hope these programs are a real blessing to you. Well, friend, of course, we're in the middle of our Reaching America with the Gospel. And what we want to do with this is we're asking 1,000 people across America to support us $10 a month for the next 1 year. That's not really a lot of money when you think about it. And God has been good to our ministry. I try my best to support our ministry financially myself. I don't want to ask you to support us and then me not support it. Amen. So I don't give to other organizations. I just give to this ministry. I feel like now I give my tithes to my local church. Don't get me wrong. I give an offerings and missions offerings to the local church. But what I'm saying is other secular organizations out here, I don't even give to them. I just put my extra money, give it into the ministry. That what God's called me to do. You know, many years ago, God laid on my heart to start gospel broadcasting, and I did. And for 20-some years now, probably 26 years, we've been in this 26 and a half years, and the Lord has blessed this ministry, and I thank God. I don't know how many people this side of heaven we've been able to reach on radio, but I'm getting new listeners all the time. And and let me share something with you. Listen to this. When we launched this project back in February, boy, the devil kicked me in the ribs and told me what a failure I was and how y'all'd think I was after your money and all this kind of stuff, and you know that ain't true. And I got a phone call, I think it was the next week after we started the project, might have been the same week, and as a man, I'm not going to put his name out on the radio, but there's a man in the country of Scotland. Now listen to this. He's going to put me on the radio free in the month of in the nation of Scotland. Amen. How about that? He's going to put me on free of charge. How about that? That is a blessing, ladies and gentlemen. And that just goes to show you when you walk through one door, God will open another one. How about that? Amen. Boy, isn't the Lord good. Woo! Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. Well, if you want to write us, we'll give you the address at the end of the broadcast. If you want to call us, 336-356-1560. You want to give on the website, you can also do that. Father, I'm so grateful to be saved on this Thursday, March the 12th. I thank you for the absolute privilege of bringing the Gospel Pulpit into people's homes and cars and wherever they're listening. And so now I pray you'll go and help our message today to help somebody. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to our message on conquering Canaan. I want to say today that we as preachers ought to be strong. Now, I'm not talking about ugly. I'm not talking about mean. But we ought to be strong in what we believe. We ought to stand on the Bible without wavering. We ought to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection to every sinner, whether they're who they are, rich, poor, whoever it is, Jew, Gentile. We're to preach the gospel to everybody. Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." To the Jew first and also to the Greek. To everyone that believes it. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Are you? We should never be ashamed to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? But God deals us about our strength. Many people are so weak in this hour. Many preachers are weak about what they believe. Many preachers get in the pulpit and they'll say, "Well, I'll preach this, but it could say that, or it could say this, or it could say that." Listen, friend, preach the Word of God the way it is. Amen. And stand for what is right. You don't have to stand in an ugly way. No, sir. You know, Amos, I've been reading some in the book of Amos. Matter of fact, read the whole book of Amos. And Amos, amen, he stood for what was right, but he didn't do it in an ugly way. Amen. I mean, he got firm, but he didn't get ugly. None of the prophets ever got ugly. And my friend, what about our strength? What about you as a Christian? Now, Canaan is a type of victorious Christian living. In order to live in this old world, you got to be strong in the Lord. "Well, now, preacher, you know, I'm just not where I ought to be." Well, I'll ask Christian, when you going to get there? I mean, every prayer request you have in the prayer service, "Y'all pray for me. I'm just not where I ought to be with the Lord." When you going to get there? Amen. Why do you keep making that request? You know what you're wanting? I'm going to be blunt with you. It's going to hurt a little bit. What you're wanting the preacher to pray for you. You're wanting the deacons to pray for you. Some old saint to pray for you. And you're wanting zip, zap, life to just get better without you doing anything. Let me tell you something. If this country, and we're in great need right now, if we have revival in this country, you're going to have to do something. And I'm going to have to do something. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to get stronger than what we are in the Lord. We can't let every little battle throw us. And every time we get our feelings hurt in the church, we go home and sit down and quit. We can't do that. Why, God was telling Joshua, Joshua, you're going to have to be strong. I mean mentally and spiritually and physically. Joshua's going to have to be strong. By the way, a pastor who is not a strong leader in his church won't be a strong church. You take a pastor who is, by the way, you know what I want in a pastor? I want a man who's going to pray for me. I don't mind my pastor coming to see me when I'm sick. But I'd rather 10 times that man be on his knees praying for me than to visit me in the hospital. Somebody said, I'm going to leave the church. Well, why are you going to leave, Sam? Well, you know, my wife down there sick in the hospital and the preacher didn't even come by. Well, number one, you didn't tell anybody about it, amen? And you're going to leave the church over something like that. Well, let me tell you something. Would you rather have your preacher come to the hospital? Would you rather have your preacher pray for? Now, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I got nothing wrong with preachers visiting and all that. Don't start that stuff on me. Amen. I got nothing wrong with that. By the way, I call sick people sometimes. And I have been known when I pastored, I visited sick people. I don't visit as much as I did since I'm doing evangelist work, but I do call a lot of people. And I would visit if I need to. But let me tell you this. I'd rather a man be on his knees somewhere praying for me. I don't want to burden my pastor with my troubles. I'd rather him pray for me. Amen. Why? I want to have a strong pastor and a strong church. Now, Joshua was going to be a strong man. He was going to face war. Now, the children of Israel had seen the battle of Amalek, and they'd fit Og and conquered Bashan, but they were getting ready to get in the war of their life. I mean, all these nations were finally going to get together and come out after them. They're going to be in the war of their life. And Joshua was going to have to be strong in the Lord. Verse 6, again, be strong. Verse 7, only be thou strong. Amen. Verse number 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong. God said, be strong. Now, can I read you Ephesians 6:10 to the Christian? The Bible said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God's looking for some men in our day. Now, we're not conquering physically Canaan, but God's looking for us to conquer the spiritual Canaan. God wants us people to be strong. You know, I've been thinking about this in the 20th century and even in the 21st century now. In the last 50 years, we've had a lot of men, strong leaders, go on to be the Lord. R.G. Lee, Percy Ray, Tom Malone, Jack Hiles, Curtis Hudson, Sammy Allen, Stennett Ballou, J. Harold Smith, B.R. Lakin, Vance Havner. I mean, think about that. In the last 50 years, we've had these men, great men of the 20th century, gone. They're gone to be with God now. Now, wait a minute. Now, listen to what I'm going to ask you a question. Who's replacing these men? We got today a bunch of compromising liberals, a bunch of recovering fundamentalists, amen, that wouldn't blow their nose for fundamentalism because they feel like that the rules are too strict and the things are too harsh and they want to bend the rules and they want to break the rules. And let me tell you something, I'm not mad at nobody. But I'm going to stay a fundamental Bible-believing King James Bible preaching. I'm going to preach hell hot, sin black, heaven sweet, and the Bible right, and a liberal. Amen. That's what I'm going to preach. Now, why? Because the Bible commands me to do that. But we need to be strong spiritually in the Lord. You know, you preach on prayer in church now, and people act like you fell down from Jupiter or something. Amen. Why? You know, they don't want to hear that. You know why? People don't want to pray. People don't want to pray. They want to read some little devotional and feel happy in the morning, and if they even do that. Now, listen, again, hold the mule. I'm not mad at you if you read a devotional, but I'm saying this. You ought to have a time when you pray to God. You talk to God about things. God talks to you about things. And love the Lord. He's one to want fellowship with you. Be strong in the Lord. Now, I'm going to get off the message again to give you another little outline here. All right? First of all, how do I stay strong in the Lord? Number one, stay strong in the Scriptures. Stay in the Scriptures. How much do you read your Bible? Amen. Now, I was in a church service one night. I was getting ready to preach, I believe. Maybe I was there to hear somebody else in revival. I don't know, but I heard this woman behind me. She's talking to another woman. She said something about, they was talking about some trial they've been through. She said, well, maybe my faith's just weak. And when I think about that, I think, well, dear lady, you just admitted you're not reading the Bible. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You see, there's no excuse today. There's much preaching. We just had a church donate us 600 sermons for PTG Radio. Let me tell you, there's no reason not to listen to preaching in the day and hour in which we live in. There's no reason not to read your Bible in the day and hour in which we live in. Stay in the Scriptures. Meditate in them day and night. Let them be your law. Let the young people listen to me. Not the youth preacher. Some of y'all are more interested in the youth preacher than you are God. Some of you are more interested in the youth programs than you are God. Get in your Bible. Somebody's book may be all right, but the Bible's better. As a young man, there was a pastor. He's in heaven now. Pastor Chandler. He was my pastor in 1979. And he gave me that giant print Bible that I could read and started me down on a journey. I asked him right before he died, about 6 months before he died. I was talking to him about giving me that Bible. And he said, Ricky, do you know the reason I gave you that Bible? Now, this is what he said. I didn't say it. He said, I saw the hand of God on you. Now, brother, in 1979, I was 12 years old when he gave me that Bible. I was 12, but 18, I was preaching the Word of God. Been preaching now over 41 years. I'm into my 42nd year preaching the Bible. And brother, what rewards he's going to have in heaven. He started me down the right road. Listen, young people, I'm not against books. I've got shelves full of them. Matter of fact, I got a desk full of them right now. I got nowhere to put them. But I want to tell you something about that. The greatest book you'll ever have is the Bible. Open your Bible. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word, Psalm 119:9. You ought to learn the Bible. Learn the book of God. Stay in the. You want to be strong in the Lord, stay in the Scriptures. You know, there's a lot of people wanting to be a Stennett Ballou. But they didn't want to study like Dr. Ballou did. Man, that man studied his Bible. I said to him one day, I said, Dr. Ballou, you sure do know your Bible. He said, well, shouldn't everybody? Let me tell you something, friend. We ought to study the Word of God. Now, I know you say, preacher, I just don't have time. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I don't mean this ugly. I hope you don't take it that way. But you've got the same amount of time I do. The deal is, are you going to prioritize your time? Now, I know I don't have any children. I don't have any grandchildren. But I got cats. I got four cats to house. And the old flesh would rather sit there and play with them cats any day than he would read the Bible. The flesh like that. You know it? Why, the flesh would rather be outside doing something than to read the Bible. The flesh like that. My flesh has never got up any morning of my life and said, yippee, Ricky, let's read the Bible today. My flesh never done that, and yours ain't neither. Stay in the Scriptures. Number two, you want to be strong in the Lord? Let me tell you something. Trust in the Lord. Just believe exactly what God said. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen, 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 amen. I want to tell you something, brother. Listen. You want to be strong in the Lord, just trust Him. Amen. The Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, talking to saved people, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And to be strong in the Lord, you got to be saved. You got to be born again. But do you know, stay in the Scriptures and you know, trust Him. If you want to be a real star, you know what made these old men of God like Sammy Allen? You know what made them great Christians? They trusted God. Brother Sammy went out there, and my understanding is they told him, said, we're not going to sell you the land where the camp is on. We're not going to sell you the land. And Brother Sammy kept walking that land, claiming it is Canaan for the glory of God, and he bought that land. Amen. Let me tell you something. You know why he trusted God? Well, God said, right here it is. You just trust God for it. Amen. It's just like buying that radio. When they pull that loan out from under me, there's some other things happening. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this March the 12th on Thursday. I hope that this day is finding you well, and I hope that God's blessing you. If you'd like to write me, I'd love to hear from you. Write the Gospel Pulpit or GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Or you can email comments@gbiradio.org. comments@gbiradio.org. And if you want a copy of today's message, we can email you that message now. So I praise the Lord for that, or we can mail it on CD. God bless you. I want to thank you for listening. Please take time to say a word of prayer for our ministry, and God be with you is my prayer.
Jesus.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.